أَلَمْ تَرَ إِلَى الَّذِينَ قِيلَ لَهُمْ كُفُّوا أَيْدِيَكُمْ وَأَقِيمُوا الصَّلَاةَ وَآتُوا الزَّكَاةَ فَلَمَّا كُتِبَ عَلَيْهِمُ الْقِتَالُ إِذَا فَرِيقٌ مِنْهُمْ يَخْشَوْنَ النَّاسَ كَخَشْيَةِ اللَّهِ أَوْ أَشَدَّ خَشْيَةً وقالوا ربنا لما كتبت علينا القتال لولا أخرتنا إلى أجل قريب قل متاع الدنيا قليل والآخرة خير لمن اتقى ولا تظلمون فتيلا.
Have you not seen those who were told, restrain your hands and establish the prayer and pay the zakah? But when fighting was enjoined upon them, some of them feared men as one should fear Allah, or even more, and said, Our Lord, why have you ordained fighting for us? Why did you not grant us a little more respite? Say to them, There is little enjoyment in this world. The world to come is much better for the God-fearing, and you shall not be wronged even to the extent of the husk of a date stone. But when fighting was enjoined upon them, some of them feared men as one should fear Allah, or even more, and said, This verse can be interpreted in three ways, and each meaning is equally valid. First, that those who now shirk to fight in the cause of God were themselves initially eager to fight. They often approached the Prophet, peace be upon him, saying that they were being wronged, beaten, persecuted, and abused, that their patience was exhausted, and that they wanted permission to fight. They had then been told to be patient and continue to purify their souls by observing prayers and dispensing zakah. At that time, they had felt disconcerted by this counsel of patience. Later on, some of those very same people were to tremble at the first sight of the enemy and the dangers of warfare. Second, that they remained highly religious as long as they were asked merely to pray and pay zakah, which entailed no risk to their lives. But as soon as that phase was over and they were asked to expose themselves to danger, they began to shiver with fear. Third, that in the former times, the same people had unsheathed their swords for trivial causes. They had fought for loot and plunder and engaged in feuds motivated by animal impulses, so much so that feuding had almost become their national pastime. At that time, they had been told to abstain from bloodshed and to reform themselves by observing prayers and dispensing zakah. When later on, the same people were told that the time had come for them to fight in the cause of God, those who had shown themselves to be lions while fighting for their own selfish causes turned out to be as meek as lambs. The strong hands which had wielded the sword so firmly and had used it so fiercely for the sake of either personal or tribal honor or for Satan's sake became almost paralyzed. Each of these three meanings applies to a different kind of person, but the actual words of the verse seem to apply equally to all who shirked fighting in the cause of God. And you shall not be wronged, even to the extent of the husk of a date stone. Were they to serve the religion of God and spend their energy in that cause, they would surely be rewarded by Him.
أينما تكونوا يدرككم الموت ولو كنتم في بروج مشيدة وإن تصبهم حسنة يقولوا هذه من عند الله وإن تصبهم سيئة يقولوا هذه من عندك قل كل من عند الله فما لهؤلاء القوم لا يكادون يفقهون حديثا.
Wherever you might be, death will overtake you, even though you be in massive towers. And when some good happens to them, they say, This is from Allah. Whereas, when some misfortune befalls them, they say, This is because of you. Say, All is from Allah. What has happened to these people that they seem to understand nothing? "This is from Allah." Whereas when some misfortune befalls them, they say, "This is because of you." Say, "All is from Allah." When such people encounter success and victory, they attribute it to the grace of God. They allow themselves to forget that this grace came to them through no one but the Prophet, peace be upon him. When they are either beaten or face setbacks because of their own faults and weaknesses, they gratuitously exonerate themselves and place the blame squarely on the Prophet, peace be upon him.
ما أصابك من حسنة فمن الله وما أصابك من سيئة فمن نفسك وأرسلناك للناس رسولا وكفى بالله شهيدا.
Whatever good happens to you is from Allah, and whatever misfortune smites you is because of your own action. We have sent you to mankind, O Muhammad, peace be upon him, as a messenger, and Allah is sufficient as a witness.
مَن يُطِعِ الرَّسُولَ فَقَدْ أَطَاعَ اللَّهَ وَمَن تَوَلَّى فَمَا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ عَلَيْهِمْ حَفِيظًا.
He who obeys the messenger, thereby obeys Allah. As for he who turns away, we have not sent you as a keeper over them. We have not sent you as a keeper over them. Such people are responsible for their own conduct. It is they rather than the Prophet, peace be upon him, who will be censured. The task entrusted to the Prophet, peace be upon him, was merely to communicate to them the ordinances and directives of God, and he acquitted himself of it very well. It was not his duty to compel them to follow the right way, so that if they failed to follow the teachings communicated to them by the Prophet, peace be upon him, the responsibility was entirely theirs. The Prophet, peace be upon him, would not be questioned as to why they disobeyed.
وَيَقُولُونَ طَاعَةٌ فَإِذَا بَرَزُوا مِنْ عِنْدِكَ بَيَّتَ طَائِفَةٌ مِّنْهُمْ غَيْرَ الَّذِي تَقُولُ وَاللَّهُ يَكْتُبُ مَا يُبَيِّتُونَ فَأَعْرِضْ عَنْهُمْ وَتَوَكَّلْ عَلَى اللَّهِ وَكَفَى بِاللَّهِ وَكِيلًا.
They say, "In your presence, we obey." But when they leave your presence, a party of them meets by night to plan against what you have said. Allah takes note of all their plots. So let them alone and put your trust in Allah. Allah is sufficient as a guardian.
أَفَلَا يَتَدَبَّرُونَ الْقُرْآنَ وَلَوْ كَانَ مِنْ عِنْدِ غَيْرِ اللَّهِ لَوَجَدُوا فِيهِ اخْتِلَافًا كَثِيرًا.
Do they not ponder about the Quran? Had it been from any other than Allah, they would surely have found in it much inconsistency. They would surely have found in it much inconsistency. The main reason for the attitude of the hypocrites and lukewarm believers was their lack of conviction that the Quran came from God. They did not believe that the Prophet, peace be upon him, had received the messages and directives that he preached from God himself. Hence, when they are censured for their hypocritical conduct, they are told that they do not reflect upon the Quran. For the Quran itself is a strong, persuasive testimony to its divine origin. It is inconceivable that any human being should compose discourses on different subjects under different circumstances and on different occasions, and that the collection of those discourses should then grow into a coherent, homogeneous, and integrated work, no component of which is discordant with the others. It is also inconceivable that such a work would be permeated through and through with a uniform outlook and attitude, a work reflecting a remarkable consistency in the mood and spirit of its author, and a work too mature ever to need revision.
وَإِذَا جَاءَهُمْ أَمْرٌ مِّنَ الْأَمْنِ أَوِ الْخَوْفِ أَذَاعُوا بِهِ وَلَوْ رَدُّوهُ إِلَى الرَّسُولِ وَإِلَى أُولِي الْأَمْرِ مِنْهُمْ لعلمه الذين يستنبطونه منهم ولولا فضل الله عليكم ورحمته لاتبعتم الشيطان إلا قليلا.
Whenever they come upon any news bearing upon either security or causing consternation, they go about spreading it. Whereas, if they were to convey it to either the messenger or to those from among them who are entrusted with authority, it would come to the knowledge of those who are competent to investigate it. But for Allah's bounty and mercy upon you, weak as you were, all but a few of you would surely have followed Satan. It would come to the knowledge of those who are competent to investigate it. This was a period of turbulence and upheaval, and rumor was rife. Occasionally, baseless and exaggerated reports circulated and seized the whole of Medina and its outlying areas with alarm and consternation. At other times, some cunning enemy tried to conceal the dangers threatening the Muslims by spreading soothing reports. Especially keen interest in rumors was taken by those who simply relished anything out of the ordinary, and who did not consider this life and death struggle between Islam and ignorance to be a matter of crucial importance, and who were not aware of the far-reaching consequences of rumor mongering. As soon as they heard something, they ran about spreading it everywhere. This rebuke is addressed to such people. They are warned against spreading rumors and are directed to convey every report they receive to responsible quarters.
فَقَاتِلْ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ لَا تُكَلَّفُ إِلَّا نَفْسَكَ وَحَرِّضِ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ عَسَى اللَّهُ أَن يَكُفَّ بَأْسَ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا وَاللَّهُ أَشَدُّ بَأْسًا وَأَشَدُّ تَنْكِيلًا.
So, O Messenger, fight in the way of Allah, since you are responsible for none except yourself, and rouse the believers to fight, for Allah may well curb the might of the unbelievers. Indeed, Allah is strongest in power and most terrible in chastisement.
مَنْ يَشْفَعْ شَفَاعَةً حَسَنَةً يَكُنْ لَهُ نَصِيبٌ مِّنْهَا وَمَنْ يَشْفَعْ شَفَاعَةً سَيِّئَةً يَكُنْ لَهُ كِفْلٌ مِّنْهَا وَكَانَ اللَّهُ عَلَى كُلِّ شَيْءٍ مُقِيتًا.
He who intercedes in a good cause shall share in its good result, and he who intercedes in an evil cause shall share in its burden. Allah watches over everything. And he who intercedes in an evil cause shall share in its burden. It is all a matter of choice and luck. One has the opportunity to struggle for the cause of God, and to urge others to strive for it in order to raise the banner of the truth, and be rewarded by God for doing so. Likewise, one also has the opportunity to expend one's energy trying to create misunderstanding among God's creatures, and to demoralize people in their struggle for His cause, thus incurring His chastisement.
وَإِذَا حُيِّيتُمْ بِتَحِيَّةٍ فَحَيُّوا بِأَحْسَنَ مِنْهَا أَوْ رُدُّوهَا إِنَّ اللَّهَ كَانَ عَلَى كُلِّ شَيْءٍ حَسِيبًا.
When you are greeted with a salutation, then return it with a better one, or at least the same. Surely, Allah takes good count of everything, or at least the same. At that time, the relations between the Muslims and non-Muslims were strained to the limit. It was feared, therefore, that the Muslims might feel inclined to treat the latter discourteously. They are accordingly asked to pay at least as much respect and consideration to others as is paid to them, and preferably more. Good manners and courtesy are to be matched by the Muslims. In fact, the mission entrusted to the Muslims requires them to excel others in this respect. Harshness, irritability, and bitterness are not becoming in a people whose main function is to preach a message and invite people to it, a people committed to guiding mankind towards righteousness. While harshness and bitterness may at best satisfy one's injured vanity, they are positively harmful to the cause that one seeks to promote.
Allah la ilaha illa hu. لَيَجْمَعَنَّكُمْ إِلَى يَوْمِ الْقِيَامَةِ لَا رَيْبَ فِيهِ وَمَنْ أَصْدَقُ مِنَ اللَّهِ حَدِيثًا.
There is no God but Allah. He will certainly gather you all together on the day of resurrection, the day regarding which there can be no doubt. Whose word can be truer than Allah's? The day regarding which there can be no doubt. Whose word can be truer than Allah's? Whatever the unbelievers, polytheists, and atheists may do does not impair God's Godhead. That God is the one and absolute Lord of all is a fact which none can alter. And a day will come when He will gather together all human beings and will make them see the consequences of their deeds, and no one will be in a position to escape His retribution. God, therefore, does not require His good creatures to maltreat on His behalf those who are lost in error. This is the link between the present verse and the one preceding it. The same verse also concludes the theme running through the last 20 verses or so. The present verse outlines that a man can follow whichever course he deems fit and expend his energy in any direction he likes, but ultimately all men will have to stand before the one true God for His judgment and will see the consequences of their deeds.